I'm a proud specialised cleaner at the Canberra Hospital, and I'm also a proud union member. 2012, an international company that we work for, contractors ISS, decided they was not making enough money out of the contract, so they had to cut costs. So one way of cutting costs was we'll cut back on mops, cloths, equipment that we needed to do a high standard job. They cut back. We were battling to have enough stuff to do our work. Not only did they do that, they had to get more profits. So they froze our wages. They didn't have the decency to stand up and tell each worker, your wage is frozen, you won't get another rise for God knows how long. They left it to the union reps to be like this. So it was passed on by our union reps to let us know. We have struggled and we have fought for 5 years, but our union was very small. It was like we had laryngitis, nobody heard us. And the louder we tried to speak, nobody heard us. And they'd come to me and they'd say, you've got to fix this problem. You're a union delegate. What are you going to do about it? My response was, if you want help, you sign up, you be a union member. Because the louder we are, the more we will be heard. Yeah. We fought hard and strong. And now, over 80%, three quarters of the people employed at Canberra Hospital are strong union supporters. We have a voice, it's a loud voice. And we're going to tell ISS and the health department that we are sick of this unfair justice. At the end of the financial year, we were able to get enterprise bargaining. Wow, that was a big win for us. So we're in an enterprise bargaining meeting and Jed Moore, head of ISS, another delegate, and Aaron were sitting having a meeting. And they looked across at us and looked me in the eye and said, congratulations, you've just got a pay rise. And we thought, great, this is what we've been fighting for. And he looked at me and he said, you have 64 cents. And I was gobsmacked. I didn't know what to do. You know, I was insulted. And he just looked at us, and the management, Craig Sellers, put his hand out and said, well done, how do you feel about it? My reaction was, I'm insulted. You have insulted every worker at this hospital, and when we're down, you kick us more. Well, we're sick of having our guts kicked out. We're fighting. We had a protest last week, and it was wonderful. We had over 70 cleaners walk out. We are a strong union and we're going to continue fight and we have to take industrial action. We will do it. I remember my dad was a union man and he tried to instill good values into us. And one of them was respect gives respect. How can you respect a company and a health department that doesn't give you respect? We can't do it. He also said, if you believe in something is wrong, don't sweep it under the mat. Obviously, we didn't have carpet. But he said, because it would be like a weed, a noxious weed, it'll grow. Well, we're not sweeping it under the carpet. We're going to stand up and we're going to fight. And I continue, I pledge here, I'm going to fight for every worker at the Canberra Hospital, not only today's worker, but the future workers too, because if we don't do it, what's going to happen to them? And I want to say to ISS, a national, international company, we are not your slaves and we will not have slave wages. Yeah.